The U.S. women's national soccer team has proven to be the best in the world after winning the World Cup again. The women who play this game have proven a lot more along the way. Yes, they were loud. They celebrated. Alex Morgan even had a choreographed sip of tea after she scored in the semifinal win over England. Brash? Arrogant? Opponents said this like they were bad things. England coach Phil Neville used the word ruthless to describe them in the lead-up to the semifinal game, and it almost sounded a bit wistful, as though his lionesses could have used a dash more ruthlessness themselves. Nike could print up 10,000 ruthless U.S. soccer jerseys right now, and I wager they'd sell out immediately. In some ways, those are the qualities that America is known for internationally. We are bold and extroverted. We expect people to understand us, and if they don't, we say it again, only louder. We think sports are the key to character development. Ask any ASO coach. We paint our faces and fill stadiums for the privilege of screaming in victory. So sip your tea, Alex. These women don't need to be grateful for the chance to play their sport on the international stage. They don't need to demur after backing up their World Cup championship with another World Cup title. We wouldn't expect that from the German men's soccer team, from the Golden State Warriors, or even the Yankees, back when the Yankees won world titles. So why do we expect it from Megan Rapinoe and associates? Greatness is celebrated in male athletes, but we expect gratitude from the women who play. This is the underlying expectation that brings disapproval from some corners and allows the travesty of unequal compensation for this incredible team. After they won, chants of equal pay filled the stadium as FIFA officials strolled onto the field. If those men really appreciated this game, they would promote it, market it, and schedule it as the main event it is. Even the banner on the podium, Dare to Shine, is a patronizing piece of nonsense. Pretty sure the women who trained for years to make that stage don't need anyone's permission to, quote, shine, whatever that means. Lindsay Gibbs wrote a piece on how this team has been marketed to inspire women and girls but still has to fight for every dollar they earn. They are poorly compensated and unwitting mascots for your inspirational theater, and companies need to step up to the plate and create the sponsorships that will help lessen the inequity. Budweiser announced this weekend that it will sponsor the National Women's Soccer League, where many on the national team play during the long stretches between World Cups. It's a start. Nike set records with jersey sales, Fox with soccer ratings. There is such clear interest in this team that there's no serious debate, only grousing from detractors. Pay them. Cheer them. Fill a stadium and bask in what they can do, what it means for Title IX and American determination. There is no better representative for the United States on the world stage.